are listening to Legacy Moments, where we have authentic conversations about life, business, and so much more to transform your mind, body, and soul. I am Dr. Patrice Berry, and I am joined by my co-host and mom, Johnny Lloyd. Together, we combine my years of psychological training with her years of business and leadership experience to add value to your day. Welcome. And so today we are hopping back into part two of our discussion of the book, Set Boundaries, Find Peace. And it will be linked in the description. But with this book, with this resource, after our last discussion, we wanted to go deeper into when it's difficult to set boundaries. Because sometimes when you go to set a boundary, people will say you're mean. People will say, I don't know, like people might not take it the right way. And that doesn't mean that what you're doing is wrong. I also saw a great video over on TikTok where somebody was talking about the pain of doing the right thing. That when sometimes when you start setting these boundaries, when you start making these changes in your life, the rest of the people, because people are used to you not setting boundaries. And so some people are not going to have a good response to that. And so we wanted to just give some tips for how to deal with that.
Yeah, I love that. And the first thing I would say is that the first person you have to deal with is you when setting the boundaries. Be sold out to it. And know that there's going to be some adjustments, not just emotional, physical, financial, all of those things. Because sometimes our history is the thing that we sometimes fight against when we're setting boundaries. So when people look at you and you set a boundary and they say, why? Or that's not what you used to do. And it's not about you explaining and say, well, you know, I looked at my life and this is what happened and da-da-da. Confirm the boundary, state what you're going to do, say what you're not going to do, and then keep it moving. And when I say that, it's not because you don't love the other person, not that you don't care about them. It's not about their feeling or their reaction. It is about protecting your space, your mental, emotional, financial, physical space, because boundaries are for us. They're for us. And that's really, really important. Patrice?
Yes. And within the book, it talks about that people might have different reactions to you setting boundaries. And one of the things that people might do to push back is they might look at you like, why are you doing this? Why now? And she said that you don't have to explain. In my experience, often when people are first starting to do this, it's often people that are people pleasers, people that are the peacemakers, people that don't like conflict. And so sometimes you want to take some of those baby steps. The first thing you might have to do, and if you're in therapy, so that's something that I've started doing recently, I tell people, blame me. Blame your therapist. Like I've been talking with my therapist and realized I need to do some things different. And that's a short explanation, because I think what my mom was saying is don't go on to this long, drawn out 20-minute dissertation, because this person does not want to hear that.
No.
And you don't owe them an explanation, but it might be hard to not say something back. And so just keep it short and simple.
And it's more of, and I'm glad Patrice brought that further up, because sometimes giving an explanation means that I'm having a conversation.
Yes.
So in the conversation, that means that in most cases, the other person has an opinion or can shift you from what you're doing. So I love the fact that maybe it's counseling or whatever, or just the fact that, look, I'm adding some things to my life so that I can be a better whatever. So some people in our lives, if I was establishing a new boundary and for somebody that was very close to me, I wouldn't just say, look, I ain't doing it no more. Let's be real. Because I value the relationship. So I'm going to be a little bit more explanatory, right? However, I'm not attempting to justify or to get them to win them over to my side so they will accept it.
And that's hard because it is letting the other person, because what you do might upset the other person. And I will say it a million times, that is their emotion to manage. If my setting a boundary upsets the other person, but often people that haven't set boundaries have put other people's needs first, have put other people's emotions first. And this has caused them to be burnt out, drained, and it's really negatively impacted their relationships. I think we talked about this on another podcast, but I want to mention it again. Conflict isn't bad. Like conflict. So if two people agree on everything all of the time, that's actually a pretty superficial relationship. A deeper relationship is that we can disagree, but we can communicate in a healthy way. We respect each other's boundaries and we learn how to compromise, or like you work through it. A healthy relationship isn't, you know, we never have any disagreement. And it also shouldn't be the other side of I'm always compromising to the other person's side, or in order to have peace, I have to be less. I can't be me. If I'm not doing what they want, then they don't want to be with me.
Right. And I love the explanation for that, because part of what we're saying is this. When you establish or reestablish boundaries that you know the people that you need, because sometimes it's family boundaries, sometimes it's relationship, which is another level of family. You know, it's a deeper level. Relationships, if I have a relationship with you, is one thing, but when you're family, that's a whole nother level sometimes.
And I do want to say that even with family, because I think it's been so newer generations are changing up. So to me, the people that should treat me the best should be my family, because in the past it was family could treat you, because we're family. And so that meant I had to take whatever family did, and I still had to be around them. People would say, but that's your mom, but that's your dad. But now it's like, no, like to me, the people that should treat me the best, the people that should have my best interest at heart, our family. And if they don't, I'm not going to let you hurt, harm, or worse to me just because we're related.
And we talked about this on another one of the other podcasts. Is what happens? You start to limit the time you're there. You do things to make sure that you are not always in that situation. So like, what I do, I have some new boundaries that I'm setting. And one of the things, one of the things that I'm doing with this new boundary is I am looking at it and remembering, okay, this is the reason that you're setting it. This is the benefit that you're going to get when I hold this boundary, when I stick to it. Because sometimes, because I do have this tendency that I want to please other people, guilty, right? And I know where she got some of that. So guilty, and I do, I love people and all of that. However, loving people does not mean you don't love yourself. Loving people does not mean that the boundaries that you have established are null and void. Loving people does not mean that you harm yourself in any way.
And allow others
to harm you. Because sometimes people don't know they're harming you. Okay, so we talked about this. Boundaries, so my new boundaries that I'm establishing, right? I have to communicate it, right? I can't have a boundary in my head and expect the other person to respond to it. So my new boundary, I am going to communicate it. Now, this boundary doesn't apply to everybody. It's a boundary that I'm establishing because I'm moving my life in a new direction.
Do you mind sharing it?
So one of the boundaries that I'm establishing is a relationship boundary, because for some reason, and I love it. Can I just say I love it? Something shifted in me when I came back from Africa, and I am more open to relationships.
Okay.
More relationships. And I can see it. I didn't actually, because suddenly people saying stuff and I'm thinking, where'd that come from? But I shifted and I realized there's something different that happened to me. And instead of me running away from it, I'm embracing it. But I'm embracing it based on a, when I say embracing it, I'm enjoying the process of the potential of the of me stepping into a relationship. And well, and I'm then saying, but what does that mean to you, Johnny? How is that going to impact where you are? So, and it's not just about it's friendship. It's not necessarily dating or anything like that. It's opening myself up to new relationships because we're I'm getting back in public more because stepping out of the fear bad, whatever about the pandemic. So I'm stepping out more, but what does that mean? What is my comfort zone regarding that? What does that mean to me? So I'm establishing boundaries based on where I desire to go, be, do, and I'm opening myself up a little bit more, but I'm opening myself up on my terms. So that's what the boundary is. Now, as I'm more comfortable, I may open them or close them, you know, that's up to you. And so what I'm saying is this, other people looking at what you may or may not be doing, may or may not be shifting, it is for you, it may impact others, but don't think that you're responsible for their decision on how they feel about the boundary that you're establishing.
And I would like to change the word she said, decision to opinion.
I like
that is their opinion. And that we might have different opinions. And we don't, so if somebody in my life does not like a boundary that I have, okay. I was recently a part of a conversation and was able to say, there's nothing wrong with somebody asking me if they can borrow money. I'm not offended by that unless I've told them, hey, I don't lend out money. But if I've never communicated that, hey, I don't do that, then them asking, that's not a problem. Them not accepting the no, then that would be the problem. But I think it's sometimes we live our life in fear of other people's opinions. And because I think sometimes we base our opinion based on what our opinions of ourself, our self-worth, our self-value, we base that on some of the feedback that we're getting from other people. And that's a normal thing to do. That's a really, really normal thing to do. But what if the feedback I'm getting back isn't consistent with where I want to be or with how I feel? And so, like I said, there are some people that will not like some of the boundaries that people set. And I still see that as their emotion and something for them to manage. So I have to set boundaries around people just sharing a lot of things. And it's okay for people to share with me, but then I take a breath and realize it's not on me to solve that. It's not on me.
And that's the thing. I like the thing about the money because I like the thought of that. So this is the deal. What if I mention to the person that I have a boundary and I'm not going to loan anybody any money? Then I value them. They heard it. But there's always a test that happens in our boundary. And then in that test is really where we have to rise up and reconfirm that is honestly a boundary. And we get the opportunity and the privilege to say no. And that's the key in that. Because just because I told the person doesn't mean the person's not going to come back and ask me for the thing that I told them I wasn't going to do. Because you know why? Sometimes people are basing what they're asking you for based on history. And your boundary is based on your new destiny, where you're going from this place forward.
And somebody asked a question, a great question. What if I set boundaries and the other person sets their own boundaries? Mm-hmm. And I think that can look a lot of different ways. How I might see that in my mind is, so if a friend sets a boundary with me that about like if they share something and they're like, hey, I don't want you sharing that with other people. And then if I then say, okay, well then I might limit if I'm thinking in my head or if I communicate to them, okay, and when I share this with you, I don't want you to share this with other people. I think that's healthy communication. But if I set a boundary about, okay, I don't want you to share this with somebody, and they're like, fine, don't talk to me, don't say anything. There was nothing wrong with me setting that boundary. And then they might be saying that they can't respect what, like, hey, if I can't tell people what you're about to tell me, I don't want to hear it. And so, but that might mean, okay, I might not be as close with this person as I thought. And I might reassess the relationship, because there are some people where it's like, hey, if you tell me something, I'm going to tell my spouse. Like, there, I don't keep secrets from my spouse. Like, that's our boundary. And so if you tell me, just know I'm a tell my spouse. But then me as a friend, I might be able to say, okay, well then there are some things that I'm not going to be comfortable sharing with you if you're automatically going to share it with somebody else. Because I love how within the book, she talks about the fact that when you don't set a boundary, then you're automatically, like, things are vague.
Well, you go to the other person's boundary. And yeah, if they have none, then guess where you're at? So I love the example you just gave, because what it tells me is that one person had a more open yeah, boundary than the other person.
Yeah.
So whoever has the more restrictive sometimes sounds negative,
yeah,
but restrictive is the right word. Mm-hmm. A more restrictive boundary, that's the one that you need to honor. If you know what I'm saying, because you need to be aware that that other person has a more restrictive boundary. So now both people have to decide, how do they move forward in the relationship?
And then I can be honest about, okay, I can't, that boundary you set, there's nothing wrong with the fact that you said it.
No,
there's nothing wrong that's how you feel. Okay, well then this is where I am at, mm-hmm, with this. And then we decide. Now, let's say a boundary I have is if I leave my son with my mom, and if she were to then, without talking to me, leave him with somebody she knows, that would be a violation of my boundary. And so then she might say, hey, well, you can't leave him with me for 2 days and not expect it. So then her boundary might be, I can only babysit for 2 hours. I can't babysit overnight anymore because I have these things. To me, that wouldn't be a major break in our relationship. And so somebody posted something great, and it's like, just because people disagree doesn't mean they're automatically gaslighting. Like, I think there's been this language around, if people don't do what you want, then they're automatically against you. Like, we're different people. We're going to think different. True gaslighting is a whole other, like, that's a whole other podcast. But just because we don't agree, and there's nothing wrong with my boundary, and technically, now my issue, if she let my son be with somebody that I didn't know, would have been doing that without talking to me.
Yes.
It would have been doing it without talking to me.
And when we do that, this is the deal. If there's certain boundaries that you have established that are extremely important to you, then one of the things you need to know is that it is imperative that you let the other person know in advance. She has something, she saw something.
Yes. So this comment up here, if I say I don't lend out money, then people might say, then if you're in need, I'm not going to help you, and so the person fears that response. So I am in a place of privilege. I'm going to acknowledge that. So if I was in desperate need of money, I have people I can go to, because when I borrow money, I am going to pay it back. So my issue, my personal thing, because so when I'm saying I don't let people borrow money, I do give money. So if somebody was like, can I have $100? Now don't go like, but like, so somebody I'm in relationship, somebody I'm close to, and if I have it, I might give them $100, but I don't let people borrow money and just friends and just casual relationships. That's just something I've done. But if I was in desperate need of money, that I have people that I could go to, because like if my mom came to me and if for some reason she's like, I have this business deal, I need to borrow. So I guess I might have lied. I didn't lie on purpose. But if my mom came to me and was like, I need to borrow $5,000 because I have this business deal I'm closing. Once this is closed, I'm going to get this profit. I'll give you this interest because that's what we're money.
That's
people.
What we do. We do. Now, I know y'all sitting there saying, what? No. It's like a bank. I'm a bank. So my thing is, if you borrow money, then it needs to come back with interest, right? If you borrow, hear me. If I borrow. Now, if I said, she said, like, you know,
everybody's not like me.
Everybody's like, not, this is the way I raised her. You know, that's what we do. However, let's talk about this really, because I think it's really important. Good. I love what you said. This is the deal. When I set a boundary, the boundaries that I have set with her
are different,
are not the boundaries I have set with everybody.
Yes.
So we have not really addressed that a little bit. And I think that's a really powerful thing to address.
Next time.
So, yeah, next time. Oh, she's giving me limits. Y'all see that? You see how she snuck that in? Next time. We're going to do that next time. I think it's a really powerful thing. Let me just address this. The reason we're taking so much time on boundaries is because boundaries are the place that is going to cause you to have greater success in your life.
Or frustration. And pain
I'm serious. It will impact your physical, your financial, your emotional, your stress level, all of those things. Because the person said something that was really important. They said, well, what happens if I say no and I need it? Well, the way that I say it, if I'm saying no to the right person, then the right people, right? The people, then it won't be an issue. And let's just say I just have a cross the board no. Then what I do for me, because I don't want to walk around with the spirit of fear, with fear, right? So what I do is I set up an emergency fund. I make sure that I have a good credit score so I can go get the money if I need it. I have opportunities to get the resources if I need them. So that's the deal. The deal is, if you're establishing a boundaries and you're concerned about other people establishing the same boundary, and I'm going to say against you, I think something about retaliation. I don't set a boundary to retaliate against Patrice's boundary or somebody else's boundary. Right. Well, I'm not going to borrow. I'm not like that. That's not who I am. My boundaries are established for me. If you decide as a person and for my household or whatever, and if you decide as a person that that is your response to it, that's your emotion, that's your feeling, that's whatever, right? So that's the deal. You were going to say something.
No, but just that, because I think I would not, somebody that would retaliate like that, that probably isn't the healthiest of, like that sounds like there's some toxic aspects to that. And so I, like I said, it's a place of privilege where I don't across the board say I would never let anyone ever borrow money, but I have people in my life that I know if I did let them borrow it, I would get it back, because money can
not a joke.
It can cause some strife. And so, but there are some things I do. So like what I do, cause Christmas is coming up, and we will have one of our last podcast episodes will be about preparing for the holidays and not breaking the bank. So how do you kind of prepare for the holidays without breaking the bank? Something that I do is I include some things. So I have like a pair of snow boots on my kid's Christmas list, like some things that I might buy for him. His birthday is in August. And so I normally include a few school supplies on his list. And so I definitely think there are some other ways.
So the thing that I'll say is this, is that when you establish boundaries, the first person I deal with is me, right? The second person I deal with is the person that I'm establishing the boundary with. And then I go from there. So the key with that is everybody's not going to agree with your boundary. So that's why I start with me.
Yes.
Right? So now I know why I'm establishing the boundary. I know the impact of what, of, you know, and the direction. And I've already done the pros and the cons to me establishing the boundary. Mm-hmm. So that is very important, because the first person that needs to buy into, this is very important, and to agree with and have a heart for the boundary is me. Because people can hear when you don't believe in your own boundary.
Like, and what you can do is you can fake it until you believe it for real. Well, when you set a boundary, power pose.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like
arms back.
Say it in the mirror. Practice. We talked about this last time. Practice with people, with smaller situations, like with service industry, where if your food is made wrong, or if start with some of those smaller things, if this really is an area that is difficult. We got one other question that I want to do before we close out. Advice for coworkers that want to know all your personal problems. And they've said no, that they're not discussing it. But to the other person, the other people are not respecting that answer. And what I might do is there might be places where people like to gossip. So normally the break room is a place where people like to kind of chat it up. So I might go in, get my coffee, get my little, you know, make my lunch. And if I'm able to maybe sit outside, or if I have my own office, or if I'm able to not be in some of those spaces where people are just kind of chatting, oh, hey, how was your weekend? How are the kids? But if they're wanting to know all of my personal problems, depending on your personality. So my personality is to use a little bit of humor sometimes. It might be like, that's between me and my therapist. Like, if I go into it too much, I might have to pay you. And that's so right. Sometimes there's a way to but it depends on the person. You can also have an imaginary meeting where it's like, ooh, I can't even get into that. I'm in the middle of a project. Like, I gotta get back.
Right. And the thing about it is, don't think you're mean because you're not opening the door to people into your personal space. Mm-hmm. Because opening the door to your personal space allows people to maybe engage in a way that you don't want them to engage. So sometimes the thing is, hey, ain't nothing going on. What's going on with you? Or can you solve it?
I don't even know. I don't even want to ask what's going on.
You know, that's just true. That's true. But the other thing is this. Say, I don't, you know, and you said it. You don't discuss your personal issues with anybody, is I think what the comment
was.
But it
sounds like the people aren't respecting that. And so sometimes, because maybe the coworkers are going out for drinks after or something. So I'm probably not, if these are people that aren't respecting my boundaries, I'm just going to see you at the office. I might kind of avoid, like, oh, I need to go in and make a call. Like, I might just have to accept they might not like me. We didn't talk about that. Like, sometimes one thing is some people might just be frustrated and I might have to deal with them looking over and rolling their eyes, or them like she thinks I might have to deal with that, but I have my peace. So I did a video recently about not giving away your power, that I don't give other people the power to ruin my day. Now them being a little snotty, them like doing that, it is going to bother me, but then I get to choose if I'm going to let them take up space in my head. And maybe today it's like, I got time. I don't have anything else to think about. Fine. I'm going to, for the rest of the day, I'm going to be like, oh, she didn't. Mm-mm. I'm going to, but then it's my, instead of me saying they ruined, they did this, and giving them the power, it's like, I chose. Yeah, I chose to let that get to me.
And redirection doesn't always work. You know, because sometimes I redirect, yeah. You know, I can be in a room and they say something and it's off kilter for me, right? I'm going to say, well, hey, what was a good book y'all read? You know, I'm reading this book about set boundaries, find peace. Would y'all like to bring up would y'all like to read this book with me and let's work it together?
She's wrong.
And let's work it together, because this book is transforming my, you see what I'm saying? You change the narrative. You empower yourself. You change the narrative. You're not telling them no. You're not even addressing the thing.
And if you want to say no and just walk away, you can.
No.
No, thanks.
And you know what? And I do it like Patricia said. That'd be a no. You walk away and say, hey, but we can talk about, but change the narrative, because this is a workplace. And let's keep it there. Let's talk about business. Let's talk about all of those things. So it sounds like, anyway, some dynamics, mm-hmm. and you know the dynamics. So, and it sounds like you already know the people that you're dealing with. So shift as appropriate.
And if you're watching, so somebody commented on my mom's glasses. They are absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
And we really appreciate you all joining. What is your last tip for setting boundaries when it's difficult, when you're having trouble setting those boundaries?
Remember that the reason that you're setting the boundary, even if you have to put it on your mirror, and because some boundaries are harder to establish than others. So remember the reason that you're setting it and the benefit, the gain that you're going to get by maintaining the boundary. And then give yourself, I'm going to give you two. And then when or if you don't always, you know, stay in there, give yourself grace, but realign.
And something that I've noticed is that when people set the boundary and the other person doesn't take it, they automatically think, did I say it wrong? Did I do it wrong? Let yourself think about, maybe it might not be me. I might have said that beautifully. The other person just did not like it. And that does not have anything to do with me. And those are the people that need your boundaries the most. The people that aren't going to like it, the people that are going to talk about you, but behind your back. Like, those are the people that you need. Cause really my relationship with them was superficial and fake. If you only like me, if I'm doing what you want. But if you can't handle me saying, oh, I'm not available that weekend, or, hey, when we get together, like, I'm working on some things, I don't want to meet here. And if they're like, oh, she think, I don't know, like if people can't take that, then being okay, and this is hard, and that's the hard part of making the right decision, it can be incredibly lonely. Because until I meet some healthier people, I might not have coworkers I can talk with. I might be alone in those states, but alone doesn't have to mean lonely. Because I can be in a room full of people and feel lonely. And then I can be alone, and maybe I have a podcast playing in my ear. Maybe I have a book I'm listening to. Maybe I'm listening to things on YouTube. And so being able to just find ways to build and grow in the direction you want, and not living your life according to what other people want.
That's golden.
All right. So thank you so much for joining. We are going to hop into part 3 next week, and we hope you enjoy the rest of your day.